Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Fedek is like is a piece of land, and it extends like many regions over like the Arabian Peninsula, and I think it even goes like farther than the Arabian Peninsula. So the boundary of it is very, very, it's a huge piece of land. And so what we see, like according to what history dictates, is that Abu Bakr, he snatched it or usurped this piece of land and, you know, claimed it as his, but it was to Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her.
Right, they usurped it, saying, we need it for the people, or how will we fight the wars or defend the caliphates or whatever.
Yeah, it was to expand the Muslim empire. It was like, but it was actually for their own self interests and for their own benefit, and it's not for like, the intention behind it is not very pure. You know, so, but what really happened is that Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, she demanded from Abu Bakr that property. But Abu Bakr said that the prophets, they do not inherit, they do not inherit anything.
Right, so that was the argument that he used.
Yeah, that was an argument from Abu Bakr, but Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, she said that, haven't you read the Holy Quran? وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانَ دَاوُدِ That Solomon, peace be upon her, peace be upon him, he inherited from David. Right. So we see that a prophet inheriting a prophet. So we see this inheritance is not something innovative. It exists that it's allowed. It's allowed that a prophet inherits for someone. So that right there, that verse, dismantles that argument or refutes the argument that prophets, they can't inherit anything. Like even the Holy Quran says, وَذَكَرُوا مِثْلَ حَظَ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ that the share of the male is like that of two females.
Right.
And there are like numerous verses that refute this, the very argument that Abu Bakr proposed. And so it is actually in a sermon where Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, she was basically debating Abu Bakr over Fedek.
Right.
And also other things, amongst other things, even the Khilafah and the Imamah. And it is a very interesting read to actually read the whole sermon and then understand it. And right. It's a very, it's very informative.
Right.
For people who are learners about, who want to learn more about Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her.
Right. And it also does something else. It clearly shows you the light and the dark, and it clearly shows you ignorance versus intellect, in my experience from reading it. Because when I was growing up, I did not have access to the text of this, let alone, knowing too much about, this incident. But when I initially read it for the first time in my life, my personal experience with it was exactly that. Like, okay, how can anybody be unclear about this topic after reading how clearly, like you mentioned, when she debates him, it's very clear as to who has more knowledge.
What the problem is that there's a lot of concealment when it comes to her oppression, because the majority of Muslims do not want to let the character of Fatima seem as if she's an oppressed lady. If she was an oppressed lady, right. They'll ask as to why was she oppressed.
Right.
Okay? And then they'll, dig into the, want to, get the facts straight, and then it will turn out that someone who we venerate and revere is an oppressor. But who is that oppressor? You see? So, right. So everything is like, it's tending towards like concealment because, there's a revered personality that they don't want to make, seem bad. And if he, like, appeared bad to them, that is really gonna tip the scale. It's gonna change everything. It's gonna change, they're gonna reread history through a new lens. So, it's very interesting to actually, you know, look into what really happened after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As in that, what was the role of Fatima al-Zahra after the Prophet? Was she like happy of Abu Bakr being a successor, or like is she actually happy of that, or did she dispute with Abu Bakr? Now this is a question that they should find an answer to, because Fatima al-Zahra, I mean, if you look at Sahih Bukhari, there's not really much about Fatima as an individual.
Right.
There's just like a few hadiths. Why is for example, why was Fatima assuming grievance and she was angry at Abu Bakr, assuming that attitude until she died, as what Sahih Bukhari mentioned. So what right. is the reason for assuming that attitude of anger?
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.